Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. This is important. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. I've got to know how old Ariel Lori is. I am looking at Todd. How old is Ariel Lori? I'm just curious. There's a reason. Look it up.
I am looking.
A-R-I-E-L-L-E, last name L-O-R-R-E. This is Frederick Penny, Radio Law Talk. This is important stuff that we're going to discuss this hour. She's 35. Okay,
35 years old.
35. Just want to make sure. I'm writing that down right now. 35.
Age is just a number, Fred.
Exactly right. All I got to say is I love Radio Law Talk as we get to talk about the latest legal issues. I don't love it because I don't like people's misery, but to me the law is interesting, and I like to discuss it and see the funny parts of it. The stuff that's sad, that's not funny, and the things that are just interesting, because this by far is the most interesting, entertaining, but only sometimes informative show on earth. That's Radio Law Talk. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO. We are live every Saturday, 9 to noon. Sometimes we're not live. It's rare, but most of the time we're live. Pacific time, and it's Cal Hunter is our producer, myself, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, who's not here today, and Todd Cunin. We are the Three Musketeers and have a wonderful time today. I was saying hour number one, how we love it so much. We sacrifice our Saturdays for you guys because we enjoy this. It's just like our baby. Cal and I were talking. Cal and I were the original ones that kind of thought this thing up. Probably 5.5 years ago, right, Cal?
It's been a while. It's fascinating.
It's been a while, but this has become a kind of a obsession for us. And why more radio stations don't carry us, I don't know, Cal, because I think, again, we don't know exact numbers because they fluctuate. And by the way, we have as much as possible on our website. It's not always up to date. We might have one new one or one older one that's not with us. But, you know, we're around 100 stations, Cal.
A significant number of stations.
Yes.
And by the way, coast to coast, border to border,
right,
from Texas to, I mean, all over the country.
Yes.
And we're thrilled about that.
And that's why we talk about important things like Skittles, right?
This is
we're
the point.
We're talking about Skittles lawsuits. That's why you come and listen to us.
Skittles?
Yes, Skittles lawsuit. Chuck Lori. Okay, now, I don't know who Chuck Lori is, but Todd, who is the connoisseur of, you know, Hollywood and movies.
Is that the guy who produces Big Bang Theory,
yes,
and stuff
Big
like
Bang
that?
Yes, Big Bang. I didn't know this. Did you know? I just saw a statistic about him. He is the 13th highest paid entertainer, according to, I don't know, someone. I'm trying to figure. Oh, Forbes. According to Forbes.
Wow.
In 2022, $100 million.
That's huge.
That's a couple bucks.
That's
so
good money.
He is married and getting a divorce. We're going to talk about his divorce briefly. He is 69 years old. And by the way, for 69, not that I, you know, I'm not a guy. I'm not a guy. But he's a handsome man for 69.
Hmm.
And he's getting a divorce for his wonderful wife that we're going to talk about why it's kind of interesting what they say during the divorce. It's very interesting what they say. But she's 35. So last time I checked, that is almost double, given 1 year, the age.
Well, she's the one that said to him, did you know Paul McCartney was in another band before Wings? I mean, she's, maybe she didn't say that.
Oh, I don't know if she said that or not. Then we're going to talk about Linda Evangelista's suit. That's Mission, and then forget that. We'll talk about that maybe briefly. Mission Impossible, there's a lawsuit there. Here's the one that's really interesting. Sesame Street theme park is being sued. We're going to discuss why, and we've got some other things coming up, and we have our quick takes at the end, and the most important thing, we have our case or no case.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
microphone would be helpful there. I want to tell you about Kendra Fa'alaami. She was sad. Her father had just died after moving to the United States in California from the Samoan Islands. They'd been in this country for about 3 years. Kendra was an only child and was the executor of her father's estate. She began to pick up the pieces finally and found her father's handwritten will. It was in Samoan and broken English. Her father, Lafi, told her that the house was hers. He wanted her to have everything and to take the money that he had. It was worth about four. The house was worth $475,000, but $700,000 was owed. There were some lingering medical bills Lafi wasn't able to clear before his passing. So Sandra said, "This is cool. I get to keep my father's home." And then the calls started coming and the knocks on the door started coming. And they said, "Oh, no, you can't." So she went to the family lawyer and said, "Listen, I need to keep this house. It's a legacy from my father." Lawyer said, "Well, I guess you can always go appeal somewhere. Maybe have a case or no case, Todd."
No, it's me.
Fred.
So here's the question. Yeah. Was it? I didn't catch it because I looked down. Someone texted me. No. Was it in
California?
Samoa or
in California?
California.
Yeah.
Oh, so she was in the will.
Yes.
And
the father said, "The house is yours.
House is yours.
Everything I have is yours." Yes.
And then what's the big issue? So,
well, there was money owed on the house, and there were some medical bills that hadn't been paid up. And she said, "No, I want to keep the house. I don't care. I want to keep the house.
So
my dad's dead. Collect from a dead man."
Well, basically. No, but he's got an estate, so they can go after the estate. So the answer is, it's a. I'm wondering if it's a... The answer is, I know the answer, but I don't know if it's a real case or a scenario. I think it's a scenario that Cal thought up, and it is... he must have known a Polynesian friend of his with that name or a similar name. He found the Polynesian dictionary and put it... But that's the scenario. What happens a lot of times is someone passes away, there's debt owed, and there's homes and stuff like that, and the creditors are going to come after the estate. And then she said, "No, it was supposed to be given to me, and the creditors have first right." So normally the creditors would probably be able to... get the home, but there is a Homestead Act on that. Ah, no case.
Okay, Tom, what do you think about this?
You know, I think that this is something that was probably somebody that you know came and said, "Hey, Cal, do you know what to do in a situation like this?" And Cal didn't have the answer.
Oh, I knew.
So then Cal decided, you know, I'll ask it as a case or no case. And then, based upon the legal reasoning that is thrown back and forth at the table, I'll then sort of absorb that and then be able to go back and say, "Well, you know, I've thought about it, and this is my advice." And
my goal is always to appear as a smart guy when I know I'm not. That's right.
I got to agree with Fred on this one. Look, if this were a true scenario and she filed a case, yeah, you can keep the house if you can pony up the cash to pay all these people that might have a lien against, especially if liens were filed against that.
Right, yeah.
To pay off those debts, you know, it's not just, too bad, so sad, I keep the house, you guys go, you know, suck on a lemon.
Yeah, collect from a dead guy, right. Which is what she said, you know, collect from the dead guy.
Exactly. So, probably a scenario. No case.
Okay, well, you're both right. Of course, it's no case. Sometimes they do a case and no case to cause people to think about things.
But guess what, Cal? Where'd you get those names from?
Well, I have a friend of mine named Lafi.
I knew you had some Polynesian
people. And this happened. This happened to this family because they had just moved to this country and lost a father and lost their home and lost everything else because of poor planning or not enough insurance. You know, they just gotten in the country and things didn't work out. So it's tragic, but it's best to plan for end of life, because bad stuff can happen to your family.
It happens, Cal. People do that, and it's sad, because I tell people all the time, you gotta get your estate in order, and we're always trying to fix our estate or do something like that. Todd, get your estate in order. It's worth billions, I know.
Yeah, well, you know, who gets the cat and this bag of Snickers?
We'll be back after
Skittles.
This.
Skittles. We'll continue in a minute. Thank you, Fred. Didn't mean to interrupt. Radio Law Talk will come more Radio Law Talk will come your way, that's what I'm trying to say. But more after this.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk.
This is Radio.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is going to do.
The best thing about Quick Quack Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take your car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
Do you run a business and want to learn how you can get between $10,000 to $5 million in 60 seconds? We're Biz2Credit, a top-rated online financing provider to hundreds of thousands of America's business owners. If your business does at least $120,000 a year in gross sales, we can get you more money to run your business in as little as 72 hours. Our terms are simple, repayment plans are flexible, and based on your cash flow. Plus, the paperwork is minimal, and the approval process is fast. So in the time you've listened to this commercial, you could have learned if you qualify to get up to $5 million in cash deposited to your business bank account in the next 2 to 3 days. Funding specialists are ready to take your call right now and get you the money you need fast. Call 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523. Again, 800-559-5523. Call now.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as 83%?
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Ever. I mean at this time. Not literally.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Well, Todd, what color is your favorite Skittle?
You know, I'd go with green, I guess.
Cal?
A yellow.
Purple by far is the best.
Oh, are they?
Oh, my gosh. The grape. It's just, it is.
Whichever one has that little tang to that citrusy kind of
sour
thing.
But that's what you get, the Skittles Tropical. They have tropical Skittles that are really good. But apparently we have a savior in our midst that is decided to sue Skittles in California for heightened levels of color additives, titanium dioxide TI-02, a known toxin, and is suing on behalf of all of us to help us to make sure we don't die from Skittles.
Now, thank goodness.
I appreciate some people, you know, bringing to attention that thing, but that was at one time something that Skittles, and it's the Mars company, did look into, and they did change their coloring dye, so it wasn't as I say potent, I guess, or to some degree. But their argument is, hey, we're complying with the FDA recommendations. Let me tell you, the FDA is generally pretty darn strict when it comes to making sure that food is properly manufactured and safe. Not perfect, but generally pretty good. So I will consume Skittles today. I will stop by the store on my way home.
Are you serious?
I think I'm going to consume a Skittles Tropical just for our show.
You know, Fred, you say you're going to do that, but I've read through the complaint. I've read through the complaint filed against the Mars company that makes Skittles. And I'm telling you, based upon what I've read, my friend, you are allegedly taking your life into your own hands.
Mars is a nefarious outfit, according to that complaint, right?
This may be just a step away from altering your DNA. I mean, we're talking The Walking Dead 2022 if you eat a Skittle that has this titanium dioxide in it.
So
is that the same as the guy growing up drank out of the ditch water that the cows peed in and pooped in and swam in the ponds that are murky mud and thousands of frogs with cattails and mud? Is that the same guy that's going to get sick from that did that and never washed his hands?
You know, that was all natural. But this is an additive, Fred. I mean, just listen to this, the picture that gets painted from paragraph 11.
Oh, boy.
You know, the plaintiff, a natural person, mind you, and a citizen of the state of California, went into a brick-and-mortar quick stop on April 11th, 2022 in San Leandro and purchased some Skittles. And this individual reviewed, before purchasing the $2 bag, did as everybody who buys Skittles does, carefully reviewed the labeling, the packaging materials of the products, and saw the false, misleading claims that, among other things, the products were safe for human consumption. He understood these claims to be representations and warranties by the Mars company, and that the products were free from all traces of harmful ingredients. How dare they? Because he later found out that that was a fraudulent misrepresentation. The plaintiff relied on these representations as warranties in making the difficult decision.
Heart-wrenching.
Purchase the product. I'm getting tired.
Excuse me.
These representations were the basis of the bargain.
Cal, you've got to be start getting your stuff ready.
He would not have purchased these products were it not for these false, fraudulent, misleading allegations on the package of the Skittles. He would have never chased that rainbow, Fred.
Are you serious?
Tom, that was just breathtaking. Good heavens. The travesty. And it would shock the conscience for an attorney not to go after Skittles, to right this wrong, this injustice, because of the presence of titanium dioxide. Maybe. Titanium dioxide that, by the way, is approved by the FDA for use in the United States. It is not approved in France. And let me tell you something. France disallowed the use in January of 2020. What happened in February and March of 2020?
Oh, the French people died because they didn't have their Skittles.
Because COVID hit. Titanium dioxide.
Altered the, if you get a COVID vaccination and eat
France
a Skittle,
oh my Skittles? Word.
France stopped allowing the use of titanium dioxide in
Skittles.
Products. That's
You're
right.
You're away in France?
Well, here's the thing. Skittles sued, coming back to reality here, if Skittles has liability here, it may be for this one fact. And that is that about 2016, Skittles came out and acknowledged that titanium dioxide may be harmful based upon reports in other countries and said we'll start phasing it out of our products, but we'll do it over the next 5 years. And here we are, 2022, and it's still in Skittles. If they have liability, it may be because they said they were going to take it out, and they didn't.
But titanium dioxide is that white stuff you put on your skin as a sunblock, is it not? Of course, in greater concentrations, is it not?
It's in a lot of things. It's in paint. Yeah. It's what makes the color.
How many of us kids ate paint when we were kids?
I don't know.
I tasted it. I know that.
The lawsuit makes reference to all of these other... All of these other things that don't use it. For example, Black Forest gummy bears don't rely on titanium dioxide.
What?
The Swedish Fish and Soft Chew candy does not. Hmm. Nerds. Now, this is in reference to a candy called Nerds, although taken out of context, it's a pretty funny line at paragraph 25. Nerds also achieve bright colors. You want to specify you're referring to the candy and not just people that like science?
Did we digress here a little bit? When we come back, Big Bang Theory creator Chuck Lorre is going to talk about his divorce briefly. And then after that, we've got even more exciting things.
Will he leave those little vanity notes like he does at the end of his shows after the divorce trial?
I don't know. We're going to talk about a Paramount lawsuit about Mission Impossible. We'll be back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny and Toddie Kunin. And stay tuned as the show continues in just a little bit. Don't go away.
This is Radio Law Talk. Get my car washed, it's dirty, it's just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quack Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch these cats shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218. Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Eastern Kentucky is recovering from devastating flooding affecting more than a dozen counties in that state. Governor Andy Beshear says that the death toll from the flood stands at 25 and could go up.
This is still an emergency situation. We are in search and rescue mode. Again, that count is going to continue to go up, and we don't lose this many people in flooding. This is a real tough one.
He adds that the Kentucky National Guard has rescued more than 400 people by aircraft alone over the last couple of days. The Commonwealth is also receiving assistance from the Tennessee and West Virginia National Guards. China's ruling Communist Party announced it was conducting what it called live fire exercises near the Pingtang Islands opposite the Taiwanese coast. The one-sentence announcement comes after their warning to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to do not go to Taiwan. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. That's true.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Well, all I know is Todd is a saint. Todd's whole life.
That's the show just lost all credibility with that line.
His whole life's about making people feel better and helping those that are in a time of need, like, you know, actresses when they're getting a divorce. He's really there for them to help them. And I know that Ariel Lori is really a struggle a little bit. In fact, she said recently on her wellness, she's a wellness influencer. She shared some things saying, quote, "I don't know who needs to hear this, but don't lose hope. Please believe there are 1,000 beautiful things waiting for you. Sunshine comes to everyone who feels rain." Guess what? Your sunshine is sitting next to me to my left. He will take away that cloud. He's the man that will help you feel better. That's what Todd's about. Todd is there to help actresses all over the country and make them feel better about themselves after a divorce.
Yeah, and I'll tell you that I would love to be of any assistance that I could possibly be. And given the age of Chuck Lorre, who Ariel is getting divorced from, I know I may be in the ballpark because I'm not as old as Chuck Lorre. But
so you're telling me that?
But I'm questioning whether or not she has already recovered as I look at her Twitter account.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yes,
I think there is.
I'm looking at her Twitter account, and I'm seeing the title of her latest blog post that her Twitter post refers to, and it is, quote, "How to have your best hot girl summer," close quote. So I'm thinking she may already be recovering.
Dang it. Like Napoleon Bonaparte.
Oh.
Not Napoleon.
Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Dang it. Remember when, is it Chip? That he's the little plastic bowls and he backs over it and it breaks. Dang Dang it. So anyway, there you go.
Chip.
Yeah, so there's a divorce going on. Apparently he's wealthy. I don't know this.
Oh, Chuck Lorre. Chuck Lorre. Listen. If you are a connoisseur of sitcoms, you have seen Chuck Lorre's work.
Three and a Half Men. Right.
Three and a Half Men, The Big Bang Theory, Young Sheldon. Started out as a writer on. He was a writer. Here's a flashback. You ever heard of a little show called Charles in Charge?
With
Scott Baio. He was a writer on that. So he had been a writer on several sitcoms and got into producing.
He's awesome, in other words.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing. Now, this is what. Why are we bringing this up? They're getting a divorce. They are married about 3 years. She is in her mid-30s, he's 69. This is what I think Johnny Depp and Amber Heard did to this country. Let me finish. In a positive note, every single person getting a divorce in Hollywood or on the big screen or TikTok or Instagrammers are saying, I don't want that. So listen to this, and this is awesome. The couple confirmed the following, and this is from People magazine. It is with mutual consideration and respect that we have decided to separate. Our plan is to move forward in different directions, but with great love, admiration, and gratitude for the time we shared. Now, let me read between the lines what that means. Ready?
Okay.
Ready for this?
Yeah,
ready.
Let me put up the disclaimer music. Yeah, here we go. All right,
here we go.
All right.
Ready for this. What that means is as follows, and I quote, there's no way an H-E double toothpick we're going to go through what Johnny Depp and Amber Heard went through. Let's write this. We agree. Thank you. That's it. That's the whole meaning behind it.
Here's what I want to know. And this is not necessarily a legal analysis. I know this is radio law talk, but when I read a statement that says our plan is to move forward in different directions, but with, quote, great love, admiration, and gratitude.
Are you serious?
So here's my question. When it's published on TMZ or any of the tabloids and Chuck Lorre, let's say, has a new girl he's dating who's 25, will she look at that and with great love and admiration for that? When she starts dating, you know, some men's health model, will he look at that with great admiration and move forward?
He's much more handsome at 69 than the three of us combined.
That is true.
Including the money. Forget the money. He is much more handsome.
But then again, what's that saying, really, if you think about it? More handsome than us combined, not saying much.
Yeah, we're not necessarily raising the bar very high there, Fred.
You have three ones. That's a 3 out of 10.
Well, just remember, you know, in a blind country, a one-eyed man can rule. So,
that's exactly right. Well, all I got to say is, look, good for them. In all honesty, positive way of looking at things, spinning. You don't want to get in a fight. Luckily, there were no children involved. That's when it starts getting ugly, right? Now, who's this Linda? You talk about Linda. There's a lawsuit.
Linda Evangelista?
That's pretty long for me. I don't know who she is. Apparently, is she a model?
She's a model. She's a Canadian model. Very beautiful. But, you know, she had a procedure done. A procedure to help remove fat deposits from, I believe it was around her face. And rather than go to liposuction or rather than eating fewer calories
in the diet
store expend, she decided to go and get a procedure done, Cool Sculpting. I've heard a lot about it. And with Cool Sculpting, essentially the idea behind it is you go in, they freeze the fat cells, and the fat cells freeze, they're killed, and then your body just naturally eliminates them, and it leaves that part of your body more contoured. Hey, great. But there is a small percentage, and this is in the warnings, there is a small percentage that suffer from a condition where after the fat cells are frozen, it doesn't dissipate. It stays there and actually accumulates more. So it can exacerbate the issue in that part of the body. And she is claiming that that was the side effect she suffered. And she is suing the Zeltiq, which is the company that pioneered or sells the Cool Sculpting procedure. She's suing and claiming that she was not given those warnings, that she didn't have the warnings knowing that that could happen. And if I read correctly, I think that they said that it happens like less than 2% of the time. It's a very small percentage. The question that I have is, if she had been given the warning and told 2% of the time this is what happens, would she still do it? Would she still have done it? And this is going to come down to a lot of documents. There's, you know, the lawsuit. You know that there's going to be a search for any documents she signed where the potential complications were explained. Did she sign on the dotted line? Was it buried in the fine print? Did the person who go over the procedure with her inform her as they normally do? I mean, this is all in Fred's wheelhouse for personal injury, but that's the basis of the lawsuit was, I got cool sculpting and my face got fatter. You know?
Yeah, I mean, yikes. I mean, yikes for her.
Now, in terms of damages, though, I mean, look, if she and I had the exact same procedure with the exact same complications, I would go out on a limb, Fred, correct me if I'm wrong, but she is a model. Her appearance, her image is her livelihood. One thing we know about me is that my image is not my livelihood.
Except to your cats. I mean, if they didn't recognize you.
All they care is that I'm able to put food out for them. And I have one. And I, yeah, from their perspective, you can do it with a fat face or a skinny face. We don't care. Just feed us every 9 to 5. So, you know, I don't know that we would have the same damages, that I would be in the same situation as far as damages as Miss.
What do you think, Fred? Is that a case? I mean, because she's a model?
Yes, it was. That's what's called, could be a malpractice case. And malpractice, yeah. Let me tell you, long story short, we don't like malpractice cases. They're very difficult, and there's a lot of little exceptions and blah, blah, blah. We do not do medical.
So the question that I have.
Generally, we have in the past.
The question that I have is, she and I have let's say we did the exact same thing,
right,
had the exact same problem,
right,
but she, as a model, and her livelihood, mm-hmm, is her facial appearance, and me, no, it's not. Would we be entitled, if it was proven, to the same damages, whatever Catherine might be, or would she be entitled to more because this is your livelihood?
Well, of course. It's special damages.
Yeah.
What you try to prove is special. We represent, I can't get into details of cases, but we've represented NFL players, right? That's going to be a lot different if they lose their NFL career, and we've got to prove that because of what happened,
yeah,
they lost their NFL career, or it diminished their NFL career, and that happens. We've had, you know, kids that are superstar baseball players in college that claim they're not getting their shot at the Major League Baseball, et cetera, et cetera. So it's about proving damages, right? It's about facts. That's what it always comes down to, facts and proving. So anyway, when we come back, we're going to talk about Paramount settles a lawsuit. It's a very interesting one, something that I've been involved in, not with the Paramount, but other cases. Talk to you later.
Radio Law Talk will continue in just a little bit right here. Don't go away.
Your IRS problem. Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Can we stop now? Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, we're about ready to stop. This is our last segment. I know it's sad for everybody, but Paramount settles a lawsuit for the Mission Impossible. Don't forget, Mission Impossible, the cost to run some of these productions is outrageous. And what has happened is, because of COVID-19, there are insurance policies that different companies have. Water parks have them. There's, businesses have them. Movies have them. Movie production companies about disruption in the production. And or your business, there's coverage to cover the loss of wages or the loss of income from that. But most of them have exceptions, and the exceptions are about like a health pandemic, but to some degree, that's the insurance company's argument. So there's been fights over whether this was a health pandemic or the government shut us down that had nothing to do with COVID. I mean, there's so many. I did a paper on this, and I actually spoke to water parks all over the country on this issue of whether or not they could make a claim with their insurance company for loss of revenues due to COVID-19. Go ahead and look at my website if you want. I'm not trying, but here's the deal. It's been a fight, and there's cases going both ways, back and forth, as to whether or not it's covered or not, whether the exception is allowed or not. But in this one here, they're trying to claim, the insurance company is saying, well, wait a minute. The production stopped because one person got COVID, or a couple of them. It could have continued without those people, and therefore you should have continued to do your production.
And another claim the insurance company was making, which was interesting, is, look, the insurance kicks in if the loss exceeds a certain amount. And so the production company was saying, look, we lost X number of days because of COVID, and this was the total cost. The insurance company was coming back in and saying, no, each day that you would lose something was a separate and distinct incident. So if you lost over a certain amount because of that one day, not the cumulative effect, but because of a day or incident by incident situation, and some of that happened in different countries, you can't just put them all together. We're not liable on the day by day because the cost didn't achieve a certain amount. And they said, no, we're talking about total cost loss. If you recall, though, last year it made big news, Tom Cruise chewing out some folks on the set because they were filming in Italy and they violated COVID protocols. They didn't have the masks on. They were talking. And Tom Cruise was cast as this tyrant on the set, chewing people out. If you do it again, you're fired. You're gone. And these are people with families. And Cruise was being really over the top with them and harsh. It's stuff like this that now you understand why. Somebody doesn't adhere to the protocol, you're out $10 million because you just lost. You don't have the permit now from Italy to film. You just lost $10-20 million because of the delay because somebody didn't put their dang mask on. You start to understand why Cruise was so upset. But yeah, they settled.
And it's not just Paramount. They just settled. And by the way, Disney also sued its insurer. So this is not just one thing. This is the thing about this is makes one. There's one set of people that do make money, huh, Todd?
The lawyers.
Yeah, the lawyers do.
Well, and Tom Cruise, I believe Top Gun Maverick just exceeded like $1.4 billion in revenue.
That's a buck or two. What about the inmates? Are they losing out on stuff, too?
You know, in Massachusetts, there's a group of inmates that are suing the prison because of the solitary confinement policies. Yes, who knew solitary confinement would be solitary and confining, as the name suggests.
How can that be?
The complaint alleges that they received inadequate meals. They had restricted, this cracked me up, restricted access to the prison canteen. Ooh. There's only one canteen for the prison?
Yeah.
Not canteens, not waters, but the prison canteen, restricted access.
That's where they buy all of their own food and other commodities, you know. I mean, the canteen is sometimes even online, but they
don't. I would think like the commissary is what they'd call it. But the prison canteen, I'm thinking of like the little thing that your Boy Scouts, your water.
Yeah.
All right, restricted access to the prison canteen, just interesting use word choice there.
Yeah.
They had restricted access to telephone calls and visits, and they had to reside in a parking space sized cell. Well, that lawsuit is going on to see if they can get relief. And before you say, they're prison inmates, what are they going to get? Listen, I practiced in a jurisdiction where there was a federal lawsuit relating to overcrowding. And the federal lawsuit was back from the 90s. That jurisdiction is still under an injunction such that when the local jail reaches a certain population, they have to start releasing prisoners even if they're not done with their time.
Wow.
Now, it's a local jail, but you have people that are kicked from the jail because they haven't hit it. Now, look, this is not to the level of suing the jail because, as happened in Oklahoma, they kept the inmates in a confined space and made them listen to Baby Shark for 24 hours, which I would
argue pretty cool.
Is cruel and unusual punishment. The death penalty's not, but Baby Shark, absolutely.
Oh, make it stop. It stop.
We'll follow the lawsuit and see what happens out of Massachusetts.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Hey, what about an individual that sues a funeral home for putting the wrong body in the casket?
Well, that's a problem,
think. Yeah, that's a minor problem. But guess what? What's interesting to me is, that's a great case. But for $50 million?
Hmm.
So this is in New Jersey, about a family, and they're Korean, and they have a grandma, mom, passed away, and she's in her 90s, 93 years old, and apparently they have some religious ceremonies or set up that they go ahead and put her in the casket, and before the funeral, this is, day or two before, and family's there and said, she doesn't look quite right. I don't think that's my mom or my grandma or whatever. And the funeral home said, no, that's her. Let me tell you, you, they brushed off on you and said, hey, look, Botox works well, modern science, we can make them look great, you know, prior to their funeral. And they're like, that's just not her. And then sure enough, the funeral comes, everybody's there, they're ready to lower the casket down, and they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. The funeral people come and say, stop, we've got the wrong body in there.
Wow.
And just as they were lowering her down, they had to pull her back out and then put in the correct body, and they're suing for $50 million for, among other things, negligence and pain and suffering and you know, stress. And
I think that would traumatize a family.
I truly believe it would, but wow, $50 million, that's a pretty good amount. I hope they put me in the wrong box and then my kids get $50 million.
Does that presume they had $50 million to begin with to be damaged to that amount?
I don't know, but I'm looking at the individual that passed away, with a nice looking lady, and looks like a wonderful family. But all I got to say is, they celebrated her death, and it wasn't her that was in that casket when they were celebrating it.
Wow.
So that's an issue. Finally, a sad thing that was interesting that is going on with Sesame Street. What, Todd, do we have time? Cal, do we have enough time to talk about the Sesame Street?
Sure, go ahead. You got about a minute.
No.
We've got to do.
Okay,
we got quick takes, man.
Answer is no, you don't. But you do have time to give us your enduring take that you hope echoes through eternity from this show. So this is Quick Takes with Fred and Todd. Go.
All right, here we go. Quick Takes. Remember, I must remind all you Hollywood famous women getting divorces and struggling in life, Todd Kuhnin, our host, is always here for you. See him at Instagram at Tad Todd.
Todd Kuhnin.
He will DM him and he'll help you through your struggles in life.
And the world thanks you, Todd.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, my quick take. Of all the states that the funeral home could put the wrong body in the casket, it had to be New Jersey. And I'm telling you, I would just love to have been there when they're trying to convince the family that that was Grandma. Yo, let me tell you something. So we do great stuff here with the Botox and all the stuff here. Of course it's her. Come on. And it's a smoky smell. It's more like an almond.
Oh.
Straight from the used car dealership to the funeral home.
All right, we're going to end with that one. I'm Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk with Todd Kuhnin and our good friend Cal Hunter. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, you guys. A privilege to be here with you. And folks, thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this edition of Radio Law Talk, and remind you, this and all other programs that we've done are available on our website for your podcasting and listening pleasure at no charge. Just go to RadioLawTalk.com, look it up, and listen in and enjoy. And we thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.